And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, September the 18th, 2012. It's the birthday of Dr. Johnson, Samuel Johnson, born Litchfield, England, 1709, sickly child, but very intelligent, and when he decided to get married at the age of 25, he set out in search of an intelligent wife. He found one in a woman who was 21 years older than he, a widow. She had three children. Elizabeth Porter Jervis was her name. He called her Teddy. And when she met Johnson, she said to her daughter, "That is the most sensible man I ever met." Samuel Johnson, who said, "Marriage has many pains, but celibacy has no pleasures." It was on this date, 1793, George Washington put on his ceremonial Masonic sash and apron and laid the cornerstone for the Capitol building in Washington. Tiffany and Company was founded in New York City on this date, 1837, stationery and fancy goods emporium. Abraham Lincoln bought jewelry for his wife at Tiffany's. And Truman Capote made it famous with his novella Breakfast at Tiffany's. Holly-Golightly, his heroine, takes a cab down to Tiffany's whenever she's feeling low. She says, "It calms me down right away, the quietness and the proud look of it. Nothing very bad could happen to you there, not with those kind men in their nice suits and that lovely smell of silver and alligator wallets." It's the birthday of the actress and playwright Anna Deavere Smith, born Baltimore, 1950, known for her one-woman shows in which she chooses a contemporary event, does extensive interviews with people involved, and then turns them into characters. She did one about the Rodney King beating in Los Angeles, another about the Crown Heights riots in Brooklyn. It's the birthday of Greta Garbo, born Greta Gustafsson in Stockholm, 1905. Grew up poor. She was shy. Her father died when she was 15. She had to go to work to help support the family. She became a department store model, went to study at the Royal Dramatic Theater, and caught the eye of a movie director, Moritz Stiller. He took her under his wing, changed her last name to Garbo, cast her in a movie, and when he signed a deal with MGM in Hollywood, he insisted on bringing her along. She became a big star with the movie Flesh and the Devil, 1926, a movie at which she met and fell for her co-star John Gilbert. They went on to star in a silent film adaptation of Anna Karenina and several more features. They got engaged. Garbo called off the wedding at the last minute, and she never married. She traveled. She had many close friends. She loved New York City, though she did guard her privacy. People quoted the line that she spoke in the movie Grand Hotel, but they misquoted it, and Garbo once pointed out, "I never said, 'I want to be alone.' I only said, 'I want to be let alone.' There is all the difference." Here's a poem for today by Faith Sheeran, "Picking the Kitten." You had to hold it a while in your hand. It was important to look into the box of blind fur and notice who needed you. Not the one who chased its tail, not the one who slept in a corner with an air of indifference. There were colors and markings to consider. Which would you want to find on your pillow? The one I took home was warm as fever. I held her purr in my pocket, her roughness on my bedroom rug. I pour out this memory the way I poured out her evening cream. Picking the Kitten by Faith Sheeran, from her collection Moving the Piano, published by Stephen F. Austin State University Press, used by permission here on The Writer's Almanac, produced by Nick Vedder, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.